The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, look, I hate talking about this. It's a breakfast program, but it's 4 to 7. Adam, a child sex network.
Yeah, it's a really disturbing case. And sadly, far from the first, there have been quite a few of these in the UK spread over the last few years. In this case, 18 people have been convicted of running a child sex network in Newcastle. 70 men and one woman. They preyed on the vulnerable or troubled girls. They plied them with drink and drugs. In many cases, the girls were raped. Nearly all the criminals are of Asian background from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Iraq, Iran, and Turkey. But lest we have xenophobic thoughts, they were all mainly British born and raised.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Much a part of our society. Mm. The 20 brave girls gave evidence. And also, I have to say, Alan, there's some controversy of this, and this will definitely have an after effect. It's emerged that during the investigation, police paid £10,000 for a convicted rapist to inform on the gang. Now, you want the information, but should we really be paying taxpayers' money to a convicted rapist to get the good?
Well, I suppose if it knocks off the network, I suppose it's money well spent. Maybe. How do you know? Police powers.
Yeah, stop and search is back. I mean, it's such a controversial thing. It always is in every country around the world. And a new report basically is looking at the number of acid attacks and also knife crime.
Knife crime's amazing, isn't it?
And the thought is that maybe stop and search powers, increasing police stop and search powers, could stop the acid attacks and the knife crimes, which have both gone up seriously in the last 12 months. The only thing is, it's controversial because the idea of racial profiling, targeting ethnic minorities, and as things stand, police.
But Adam, remember, Adam, sorry to interrupt you, but remember about 20 years ago, we were told that they would profile us at the airport. In other words, not everyone would have to be searched, and women have to almost take their clothes off. Now the searches are more invasive than ever. We were told to be profiling. None of that's happened.
Well, yeah, but I suppose it's a moot point. We want them to catch the bad guys.
We do.
Sometimes the bad guys might look like you or I.
Yeah, that's true.
Argument, isn't it?
Well, you'd be a problem. You'd be a problem on that front, Adam, but don't be offended. See you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.